Welcome to Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, the podcast that gives you an unfiltered behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like being a woman in the middle who's over 50 and following her entrepreneurial dreams. Grab a superhero cape, girlfriend, because you deserve one. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach and Midlife Mentor, Susie Rosenstein, and I am excited to inspire you with interviews that feature all of this midlife amazingness. Let's go. Hey there, welcome back to the show. We have another really exciting interview ahead of us about believing that thriving is a birthright. Today, you're going to be meeting Shannon Dunn, a woman in the middle entrepreneur who coaches women on how to build an incredible relationship with yourself so that you can move forward in life and business with greater self-awareness, self-understanding, self-celebration, and reliable thriving through the lens of your Thrive Factor archetype, which we're going to learn more about. Welcome to the show, Shannon. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Susie. I'm so looking forward to what we're going to talk about today. It's going to be so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Me too. And thanks for getting up early on your neck of the woods, on your side of the world. I know we're going to have a great conversation about your midlife entrepreneur story. We're going to be talking about your business, what's going really well, and also what midlife issues might be getting in the way for you in one way or another in your life and as a business owner. So let's get things started with how old you are, how long you've been an entrepreneur, and what it is that you do in the world. So take it away.
As you said to me before we kind of started recording, big question to start with, but sets the scene, doesn't it? Which is fantastic. So I am, you know, when we're catching up here to record, it's coming to the end of 2023. So I am currently 51, but I'll be 52 in February next year. So I feel like in some ways I'm at the early phase of my midlife, but also I feel like I've been in it from a mindset wisdom perspective for a lot longer than age kind of dictates. So, but yeah, I am happy to be here. Once you navigate, and I know we're going to talk more about this, navigating the ups and downs and challenges of it. I am actually happy to be here now and happy to be in a space of being excited about the future of beyond this kind of phase we find ourselves in. So I have been self-employed coming up 19 years and absolutely love that. Not as much as I loved the early part of midlife because I didn't love that, but you know, I love being self-employed. And I've done a little bit of additional kind of side consulting in the marketing space just these last few months because of something that definitely was midlife related that kind of saw me take a different direction momentarily from being full-time in my business. And it certainly reminded me the value and the gifts that come with being solo, you know, being self-employed, being able to rely on yourself. So what I do in a nutshell, I'm a self-leadership and business coach. I work predominantly with women. I occasionally have a male client, but the core and I guess the thing that underpins my entire business is something called the Thrive Factor Framework. So you mentioned your Thrive Factor archetype in the intro. So within the framework, there are actually 12 individual archetypes. It's a female-centric framework. So despite the fact I get asked by men around the world when we're expanding it, because it's 14 years old now, we're not expanding it. It's female-centric, and I'm very proud of that. And I love receiving feedback from the women that I have profiled and coached through the lens of their Thrive Factor archetypes about how much they value that it's something that was created for women by a woman, right? They really, I don't ask for that feedback, but I often get that. You know, people that have loved learning about themselves and done all of the different, you know, the Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram, you know, it just the human design, even the list goes on. They've done all of those things, but they say, but you know, from that perspective of capturing who I am as a woman, those things haven't necessarily done that. So the Thrive Factor framework has two parts. There is the profiling piece where you actually get to meet your archetypes. And of 12 archetypes, you will have anywhere between 3 and 6 in your own unique Thrive Factor profile. Because we're not one dimensional, right? We're not linear.
No.
There are many parts to us, and I love the differences that I see coming through in the profiles for the women, well over 1,000 women I've personally profiled now, and I also have a coaching certification on focus on self-leadership using the Thrive Factor framework. So the coaches now in the world seeing the diversity in the different profiles that they're having in their ideal client group. It's just so amazing to see how different we all are when often we just want to be more the same. So anyway. Between 3 and 6 archetypes. So we get to learn who we are through the lens of those archetypes. And the way that I've distilled it down to give it a focus is that we look at different aspects of who you are And I have a long background working with archetypes, right back to coming across the work of Carl Jung in my teenage years, which, as I shared how old I am now, that was a long time ago. And it meant going to the library during my school lunch break and finding books and looking at things on microfiche. So women listening to your podcast will understand what that is. I say that to younger people, like, what are you talking about? You know, and what do you mean?
Remember microfiche and those mimeograph thingies, yes, where the paper smelled so good.
Yes. But, you know, no internet to look up. I just had the resources I had available, which I'm based in Perth on the west coast of Australia. And we're quite an isolated capital city in the grand scheme of the world. So we didn't have a lot of resources, really, if you think about it. So anyway, I managed to find information that I was looking for because I've always been interested in human behavior and how we can function better. And this comes back to that I 100% believe that everyone has a birthright, that we are born to thrive. I'm not lacking in awareness that different impacts around the world, all different times of the, you know, history of time, that there are many people that don't actually get to experience what thriving is by what they desire, you know, by on their own terms. But I truly believe that we're all born to thrive in our own way, knowing also that our own personal definitions of thriving are very diverse. And so I did mention that there was two parts of the Thrive Factor framework. There's the profiling, and then there is the coaching methodology that I have created, expanded, and kept evolving over the 14 years since I first began defining the archetypes and identifying that there really truly were these types in the women that I was coaching at that time. My background, as well as nerding out on archetypes for a very long time, consists of lots of business study. I started my professional life as a registered nurse a long time ago. I'm a qualified counselor, art therapist. So lots of things around people. Yeah. So I love people. I'm not a big extrovert, but I love people because I love getting to the nitty gritty of who are you and supporting you to really understand and to come to that place of embracing and that self-awareness, self-understanding, and self-celebration. And as we said, that reliability on this is who I am. And I'm sure you know this, that difference that happens in a woman's life when she can claim that and just know in that settled, secure space of no matter what happens, no matter what I'm navigating, midlife or any other things, this is who I am, and to be able to come home to that. So the Thrive Factor framework is a psychological way to work with who you are so that you can have that confidence, that clarity, everything that you desire to be able to then go out and to accomplish, achieve, experience what it is that you want in your business. But then that transfers and you know, filters through beautifully into your life as well. So I think that's kind of in a nutshell.
I love it. I mean, my background is psychology, applied social psychology, and everything you're saying is making me smile for sure. Okay, so tell me a little bit. Midlife can be a very interesting phase. There's, of course, lots of positive things, but there's also, when it comes down to being an entrepreneur and running your business, there can be some very specific midlife challenges, many that women have and men don't have because of how we show up in the world and well as some of the physical things. So tell me how these challenges have come up for you and how they get in the way of you running your business the way you want to.
I think the most impactful challenge for me was definitely a physical, but also a mind kind of challenge that came up. And it was, I have been technically in menopause, if we look at that as midlife, for a few years now. So I remember, you know, talking to various people like, oh, that's early. And I was like, no, I've done my research. 5 years either side of 50, it could happen anytime. And we can be in menopause for over a decade. Yeah, I actually had an amazing client who was a health coach who specializes in menopause. So I've learned so much more about that in these last few years. I started working with her after I had my own experiences. But I was someone that I felt knew a lot about things like my menstrual cycle, my hormones. I felt that I was prepared. I have a lot of older friends, and I'm the younger person that would say, tell me about your menopause, like tell me about your midlife, what actually happened, how do you feel, that kind of thing. My mum and my mum's generation, and I think this would be common for a lot of women in our kind of age group, Susie, were a bit like, we don't need to talk about that. Like, we just don't. They just didn't. They don't. Still don't want to. And I was curious, quizzing them all about things. So I kind of thought I'd done some preparation and was mindful of it. And then for me, I remember this significant period of time, and it was, you know, in 2020. So there was a lot of obviously other things going on, stresses around in the world that were impacting us life and business wise. But the brain fog that kicked in, and I was like, what is going on? I can't remember things. I can't focus. I am like, I get paid to use my brain and to be present. And I feel like there's some weird thing, imposter has got kind of gone in and taken over and keeps like putting fluffy like cotton wool or clouds in my head. What is this weird stuff? And on top of that, then I was starting to feel more of the, I guess, body aches and pains, the tiredness, and just feeling like I had literally been taken over by some strange other species and I didn't know who I was for a period of time. My marriage had broken up about 6 or 8 months ago. It was a good thing. It was a positive thing that I was then single. And you know what? I remember at the time thinking, I think this is a good thing that I'm also by myself going through this, because the stresses of my former marriage and everything, there wouldn't have been any empathy, understanding. It was like, well, what's wrong with you? Like, get on with it kind of thing. So that was also a moment of thinking like, you know what? This is okay. Doing midlife potentially on your own for a period of time, not a bad thing at all. While I was navigating it. And then, you know, being, as I said, being mindful of knowing that hormonal changes were happening, understanding that there could be a whole range of actual physical and emotional, mental symptoms that we could experience. I feel like I'm still discovering things on the list, not through just through my own experience, but through talking to others in our age group. And then going, well, what do I do in terms of getting help? Not wanting to necessarily go on medication, but feeling that that may be where I would need to end up. Not feeling like my amazing GP actually had a handle on midlife. Not really being able to find someone, you know, a good Google search for your local health practitioners, an integrative health practitioner or GP, not finding anybody, not finding anyone who was talking about midlife. I'm like, I feel a bit stumped, but I'm just going to start the process and again, talk to, you know, incredible people like the client I mentioned earlier that are health coaches that actually do have training in this space. We'll keep learning as much as I can and try and work out how best to manage my symptoms, which I did naturally for a period of time, but I did end up on some HRT medication. And in a shortish period of time, I was like, okay, got my brain back, which was a big thing. And then I had the ability to navigate and work through the other symptoms as they were arising. It was like a shock.
Yeah, it is a shock. It's so weird that there is such a lack of information. And it was a surprise for me too. And I think it's shifted in the last 5 years. There's more and more, like I get a lot more people wanting to be on the podcast who are specializing in menopause. It's definitely people, there's more of an interest now. Yes. And there's a huge need, that's for sure. But anyway, I'm pleased to see that seems to be changing. But as an entrepreneur, when you work for corporate or you work for somebody else, there's usually taking a sick day is not a big deal.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
When we're self-employed, you and I both know, anyone listening who is in that space knows that's not necessarily possible. And there were certainly times that I was running like a group call for a program I was doing or a mastermind that I was hosting, and I did not want to be there because I felt like I couldn't rely on what I was supposed to remember and being able to show up in the way that I had shown up and that I was committed to show up. And yet you kind of just get through. And there was a rare few times that I did reschedule things, but that's not kind of how I do things.
Yeah.
Would I have loved, Susie? I don't know if you found this, but as I've aged, so has my client population.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in regards, they're actually in this with us. So there was a lot of understanding from some of my younger clients, some curiosity, which I love because then it opened up the conversation about midlife, and having found some great resources, I was able to point people in, well, if you want to really learn more, like learn early, learn before you hit your perimenopause, you know, learn what you can, learn how to support yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, who to have in your circle, be the person that has the uncomfortable conversation with your friends and starts talking about this actual phase of life, because it's coming. Like it's, you can't
wait from it. If it's not coming, you're dead. So let's bring it on, right?
Exactly. I'd rather still be here and navigate through it. And there were very occasional times where I've been a long-term since, you know, early teens and since menstruation, really, migraine sufferer, so really severe headaches. And I did have an increase in those for a period of time as well. And so clients weren't necessarily, like, longer-term clients weren't, it wasn't a surprise when occasionally I would say, I have a migraine and it's not worth me trying to show up for you because you're not getting the best of me. I'm not getting the best of me. The best thing is for me to go and be horizontal in the dark, in the quiet, and we will reschedule. And I've never found anyone had any problem with that.
Yeah.
And, but I do know that there was that increase in those for a period of time. And I have no doubt that it was that coinciding with the, again, though, that kind of shift in hormones that brought on some of the other symptoms at that time.
Yeah, so I think definitely.
Being open, being honest, right? Telling people that, you know, you're not feeling your best self. And, you know, saying it early, you know, if you're going to reschedule or cancel something because you need to for your own well-being, do it as early as you possibly can. And I've never found anyone has had a problem with it, as long as you
know. I think also we have such, like, the work that we do is so personal, it's so supportive. Mm-hmm. So I think that we attract people who are like that too.
That's right.
Yeah, lots of understanding. So what have you noticed about being an older woman and how it affects being an entrepreneur? Like, when you're putting yourself out there, not menopause, but yeah, what have you noticed in terms of your thinking and what's coming up for you?
I've never been someone that necessarily overthinks things, but I'm less bothered about things. I just kind of get on with things now and focus more on the future and what I'm creating. I remember someone not long ago said to me, don't you feel like you're kind of running out of time? I'm like, oh, goodness, no, not at all. And in the last few years, I have worked with an incredible woman as a client who started her business at 74.
I love that.
It's exactly. That to me was like, Jan, I love you. Like, there is, you just reminded me and are a great opportunity for me to talk about. There is no age, like, you know, limit on when you kind of go, yeah, well, I'm going for it. I'm going to do what I really want to do in the world. And I feel with this extra level of really acknowledging wisdom, and I talk about wisdom a lot, wisdom I feel has been very present in my life most of my life. And my first name, Shannon, actually means little old wise one. It's a Celtic name. And I remember learning that in my teens and thinking that was a bit weird. I don't want to tell anyone my name meant little old wise one. But now that I'm at the stage where older is a good thing, I'm like, yeah, claim that for sure. One of the archetypes I have in my own personal Thrive Factor profile is called the mentor teacher. And I refer to her as the wisdom woman, like Wonder Woman, but wisdom woman. And it is really about really honoring your lived experience, your learned experience, and showing up and sharing it, right? Without any need to apologize for anything or you get concerned about whether you're saying the right thing. We've got so much to share. And I love it when women that are in this kind of space of aging are okay with that. I still get my hair colored, but, you know, when it's growing out and we're going to get it recolored, the grays are showing through. We're more lined than we used to be, and go for it. I'm, you know, I'm all for that. And I feel it's made a difference in my confidence in business as well. I find it's interesting though, navigating local, like, networking, which is very much focused on younger women and mums, like the mums in business. I also don't have children. So that's been something, the navigating the mums in business thing has been something I've navigated my entire business life. But, you know, having conversations with them, and they're all, you know, they don't know anything other than social media. And one of the things I love to do, just because I get a shock factor response, is say, well, I started my business before social media was a thing. How did you market? What did you do? How did you communicate with people? It's like, well, the internet was still around. There were other ways to talk to people on the other side of the world. Certainly it's got easier over time. But I also think there's, being at this particular age now, we have grown through all of the advancements of technology, and you've either embraced it or you're really left behind. But I think that our lived experience and our learned experience of women in our mid time in our life, we've got so much to bring to the world. We, you know, we were the kids at school who had the first computers, and we've come all the way through to being able to do all the amazing things that we can do. So I think there's so much opportunity available for us. And I also see more and more women in our age group. getting
completely,
up.
Completely agree. We're not just older, we're older and wiser. And this wisdom piece, it comes up in research too. I even tell my kids, I just did it the other day. Yeah. I have three sons in their 20s. And my middle son is always telling me, you know what, Mom? I wasn't asking for your opinion. And I'm like, I know, but I have so much wisdom I need to share.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to take it. But I feel compelled to share it.
I understand exactly where you're at. So, Xenia, while I don't have children, I have three nieces and a nephew, and the older two girls are nearly 19 and 17. So they get that. And, you know, I've profiled them now. While I predominantly work with women of various ages, you certainly can use a Thrive Factor framework to profile younger women from about 15 or 16. So the girls know their archetypes. We have lots of conversations about that. And they roll their eyes at me just like as I would, you know, they would their parents. Like, oh, here she goes again. She's talking about the archetypes. It's like, but if I had this information about myself when I was your age, like just the difference in, again, my confidence, my certainty that, yes, that my path that I was choosing was so ideal for me, rather than getting distracted and all the other things that we do, you know, in life and in business, for sure.
There's lots of squirrels, Shannon. The squirrels are everywhere, distracting us in every opportunity. So tell me what's next in your business. What do you really want? Where are you going?
I have spent a period of time this year. I had an injury to my knee, quite significant injury back in May of this year, which resulted in surgery at the end of July, which was, again, navigating that through midlife.
Yeah.
When we don't heal in the same way, when we have a different pain threshold, has been interesting, to say the least. And so with that, I found that I didn't have the same capacity and desire to do things at the level I've been doing them in my business. I just really needed to zoom out from that space and look after me in a very different way to what I had done previously. Navigating moving in with my mum because I was on crutches, I have stairs at home, taking my cat with me because there was no one else here at home to look after him, and all of those kind of things. In midlife, it's not necessarily as easy as you think it might be, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So with that, though, now I am starting to see, I guess, the silver lining of things. And that kind of leaning out, zooming out, has given me a chance to really reflect on what I actually do want to do in my business moving forward. I will continue doing one-on-one coaching because I love the actual being in a coaching relationship and coaching incredible women. I love to work with ambitious women who are making an impact and really creating legacy. So they're big players in the world.
Yeah.
And they're mostly, as I said now, in this midlife, which excites me because of what they're bringing to the world. And it's about re-looking at, well, what is the best business model that supports me to be able to show up, to be the best support, coach, guide, teacher, wisdom woman for the women that are my ideal women to work with and support in the world. So I have reimagined my business model, less busyness, because I'm someone who loves to achieve myself, more spaciousness, more time for creativity, more honoring that wisdom in another whole dimension than what I have done. You know, next year I am going back to retreats. I did do one actually in May this year, and that's when I injured myself when I was away. But going back, I've got two retreats this year. There'll be one in Bali, one in Cambodia in March of 2024, all about leadership. And again, the women that come to that are in midlife. So the conversations we have around them being self-led individuals and the impact, the legacy they're creating is so different to if we had 30 or 40-year-olds in that space.
Definitely.
And I just am so excited about what comes from those kind of experiences. More speaking, hopefully more travel to speak as well, get on stages again like I was doing pre-pandemic.
And tell me more about your certification program. Does that happen on the retreats or is it separate?
No. So it is separate. So it's coming back mid-2024. Again, that's had a pause while I have reimagined the degree of actual coaching-related content that needed to be in there. So it started out, it's had its own evolution. I think like it's probably gone through its own midlife evolution. It started out as a certification to learn how to profile other women using the Thrive Factor profiling aspect of how do I do the profiling assessment, create the incredible Thrive Factor report, and actually then do a kind of a debrief introduction session so that you can introduce a woman to her archetypes. And it was probably about three and a half years ago, I was feeling more and more frustrated with the coaching industry across the world, its lack of regulation, and the challenges that I was seeing coming up from what I was hearing, being involved in masterminds and working with, you know, learning from being in community with other coaches, from my client community, just paying attention to what was being shared on, you know, social media, and realizing that that lack of certification that a lot of coaches have, that, you know, there's not a lot of training for a lot of people, was actually leading to a lot of damage for a lot of clients of coaches. A lot of the lack of ethical practice, the sudden increase, which I certainly found. I don't know if you saw the same thing, Susie, as the pandemic was kind of taking hold. Suddenly everyone seemed to be a trauma-informed coach, but didn't actually have any necessarily understanding about what that actually meant. And this is where my therapy and counseling background comes to the fore and went, I've had all the training in the world about that. And I would still refer to myself as trauma aware, not trauma informed. Mm. Like, you know, there was like this lots of stuff was going on. I'm like, you know what? I have an opportunity here. I can stay annoyed about it, or I can actually look at what I can do to make a change. So it went from a 6-month certification around profiling to a 10-month certification around coaching. And then beyond that, it is a licensed coaching model because of all of the IP that's in it, the promotion we do for our coaches. They have ongoing mentoring with me for the whole time that hopefully they stay for the lifetime of their business as Thrive Factor coaches. That in that ongoing experience and beyond the 10-month certification, that we really drill down into actually what it is to be a professional coach, how to really coach your clients in a way that I don't see in a lot of different coaching models and coaching certifications out there, and that additional immersive content that we added beyond the profiling looks at things like professional dynamics, coaching dynamics, ethical dynamics, you know, all of these kind of things, so that we can really look at what it looks like to actually work with people one-on-one or in groups, so that you are looking after your own well-being and theirs as best as possible, and also setting them up to take that self-responsibility to do so, being mindful of things like boundaries, about your scope of practice, about how to know when it's actually not appropriate for someone to be in a coaching relationship and should be in a relationship with a qualified mental health professional. So we cover all of that now, because I think that is missing in a lot of the coaching training that I have researched and looked for, that it doesn't matter, you know, where it is being hosted in the world. So that's coming back again with a new vigor in the middle of 2024. I'm really excited to see who we, you know, welcome in to be part of that community and to expand that community. I have a big vision. I literally see it. I have the visionary creator archetype as another of my four archetypes, who has the ability to, it's not like a clairvoyant, but to literally see and sense into what's possible. Mm. And I see myself literally standing on a stage with hundreds of women from around the world in the room who are all licensed Thrive Factor coaches. And we are, you know, doing some kind of a retreat together or something. So we don't cover that on my retreats. But there will be, once we have a volume of coaches, we certainly will be offering coaches, retreats specifically for our coaches.
Mm, that sounds great. And what would you say the thing is that you're most excited about right now as a midlife woman, as an entrepreneur, whatever it is? What really lights you up?
It really comes back to what I have been doing more of, which is really claiming that space of being a wisdom woman.
Mm.
Right? And I don't feel like we ever need to apologize for what we want to share. But so many women have various experiences through their life that they really struggle to claim their ambition, to share what they want to share, to, you know, to sit down. I'm an author of a number of books, to go, you know what? I've got stuff that needs to be in print, and I'm going to actually spend the time to write a book and share it, go through all that process, getting on stages and speaking, really owning how much we have to offer.
Yeah.
And finding ways and avenues and different opportunities like this, talking to you to share that. And
I love it.
I want to keep being a champion for other women to do the same thing.
Love it. Shannon, so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time, prioritizing this interview, reaching out. I really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing your message. It's such important work. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Susie. It's been so fun. I knew it would be. But, you know, when we actually get to actually have the conversation after communicating about it, it's always, it fills my heart with so much joy. And yeah, if you and I can be a spark for more women to really own who they are and again, own that birthright to thrive, work out what thriving means to them and to do it in their own phenomenal, often rebellious way. I'm all for that.
I couldn't agree more. Amazing. Okay. Thank you. Tell me, how can people best get a hold of you?
Oh, there is a number of ways to get hold of me. If you Google the Thrive Factor, you will find me in lots of different places, but the best places that I love to connect with people, Susie, are for people to come and hang out with me on Instagram. It's my favorite online platform. I'm definitely on Facebook and, you know, LinkedIn and all those things, but on Instagram, my handle is Shannon_the Thrive Factor. And one of the other things I love about that is that you can go to the links in my Instagram and get access to a key link that gives you access to two key things. Actually, there's a couple of links there. One, to find out all the current things that I'm doing. So you can connect into that link that through my Instagram bio that shows you my latest podcast episodes, my retreats, my coaching, all those things. And there's another link in my Instagram bio that will take you to a place where you can take a free Thrive Factor assessment to meet one of your potential three to six archetypes. And I tend to find that's a great place for a lot of women who are curious about their Thrive Factor to start. So go and take that free assessment. And then you get a few emails over time to find out more about what I call the four M's of momentum and the way your Thrive Factor archetypes show up in the world: mindset, marketing, money, and magnetism. Lots of fun there. So yeah. And if anyone does come from here, please tell me you heard me on Susie's podcast. And also, I'd love to know, hey, how's your midlife?
And that is it for now. If you're listening and loving what you hear, please like and subscribe. Reviews are great too and much appreciated. And if you're a woman in the middle who's 50 or over and an entrepreneur and would also like to come on the show, please go to www.midlifeinterviews.com and fill out an application. We'd love to have you on to share your story. Thanks so much for listening. It's never too late for you to put yourself on your agenda. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you again soon. Now, real quick before we say goodbye, if you are connecting with this show, I'd love to invite you to a happiness breakthrough coaching session. It's my laser-focused coaching call that will help you get clear about what's getting in your way as a woman in the middle entrepreneur and confident about your next steps to more happiness in your next chapter. Head over to www.nextchapterbreakthrough.com. Talk to you soon.